Buzz Daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating game show that's officially spread more syphilis than the entire Republic of Bromania.
Whoa.
That's the island where bros go to party.
Mm-hmm.
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, she laughs so hard on her dates that she regularly pees herself.
Oh.
And that's why now she's always extra prepared. Please welcome Diaper Piper.
Hi, everybody.
That's a good nickname, Piper.
And in the other corner, her go-to move to hit on men is to purposely choke on her vegetables, then ask random dudes for the Heimlich. Please welcome Broccoli Audrey.
Hey.
Backfire one day, Audrey, and not be good for you.
Yeah. Here's how the game works. One contestant will start by telling one of their worst dating stories, then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going to go back and forth for three rounds here, and then afterwards, we will declare a winner. All right, are our contestants ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay,
all right, so are we.
Let's kick it off with Diaper Piper. What do you got?
Okay, so this guy took me to a movie, and he, like, had to sit in the front row, which nobody wants to.
Ew.
Yeah.
Awful.
So I was annoyed, but I went along with it.
Okay.
And then as soon as the lights went down, like, he brought out his bag of stuff. Literally pulled out two TV trays, home-cooked tuna melt, and broccoli, which are the worst-smelling things in the world.
Oh. I thought it was a strong move with the TV trays, but the food choices were bad.
Right? I'm like, what is this guy doing? So then people start throwing popcorn at us and, like, yelling at us to get out because it's smelling up the theater.
Yeah.
And he starts freaking out, stands up, flips everybody off, and then walks out, leaving me with these tuna melts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That's terrible. I mean, but you got two tuna melts.
Ew.
I gotta say.
I feel you, bro.
Yes.
All right, let's kick it over to Broccoli Audrey. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I went on a date. Dinner was good until we were leaving. He had to use the bathroom. He asked me to wait outside.
Uh-huh.
But he comes out and he's holding, like, all these rolls of toilet paper. And he asked me to put them in my purse. So, of course, I'm like, hell no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So he looked at me like I'm crazy, like I'm not down for the cause, and just stuffed them in his pants. And then had the nerve to tell me that I'm never going to get married with my attitude.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, I love the crazy look.
He's a very resourceful man, though.
That's true. Yeah. Let's go to round two. We're back to you, Piper.
Okay, so this guy takes me bowling, which sounds like a super fun idea.
Yeah.
But he was like crazy into it. And he was like, I'm going to be the next pro bowler. I'm going to be so famous. He was like signing napkins and handing it to the people in the lane next to us.
No.
Right? He's like, yeah, you better hang on to that because I'm going to be famous.
Oh. I can't name one famous bowler. No.
But you got to admire his confidence.
Yeah. Don't hate on this man's dream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, but still.
So then after the date, I never hear from him again, which is fine with me. But I was like, you know, I just kind of want to see, like, did he ever make it?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I Google his name.
Yeah.
And he was arrested for indecent exposure at a bowling alley.
No!
Oh,
yes.
All right.
Dude,
Audrey.
That's terrible.
His name's in the paper.
Oh, my God.
Audrey, it's your turn to counter. Go for it.
All right. So I'm having drinks at the bar. And this hot girl comes up and sits next to us.
Uh-oh.
But I noticed that he perked up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and all of a sudden he starts to talk about, like, how he can bench press all this heavy weight.
Wow. Men are so basic. So dumb.
But wait, it gets worse.
Uh-oh.
So he says to me, well, you know, let's play a game. Let's see how long we can be silent. Like, we play the silent game.
What?
Yes. So we're sitting there quiet for like a second, and he immediately turns his back to me and starts talking to the hot girl.
Shut up! That is so rude!
I was like,
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah, that's yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. All right, we're on to the third and final round. This is your last chance. Piper, make it count.
So this guy takes me to dinner, and, like, I'm not even joking. Like, 3 seconds into talking to me, he's just staring at my chest. And, like, you know, no. I have some sweater puppies, so I get it. Like, I'm used to it.
Should we just call them sweater puppies? Oh, is that what we're doing right now?
Oh, yeah, you gotta pet the sweater puppies.
I don't have them. Don't look at me.
Adopt
I love
yours
sweater
today.
Puppies.
So I'm, like, moving around. I'm adjusting my shirt. Yeah. And, like, 10 minutes into our conversation, he says he has to ask me a question. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go. He's going to ask what size they are. And he says, did you get your boobs from your mom? Because I went online and hers are exactly the same.
What?
Oh,
no.
Wow.
And what kind of pictures are your mom posting online?
They both got a lot of cleavage, obviously.
A lot of sweater cups.
I think it was a compliment. This is it. Audrey, it's your last shot.
Okay.
You better bring it.
Guy, he texted me. He said, oh, get ready. This is going to be a special day. It's the time of your life. I swear you've never done anything like this.
Oh, okay. Big sell.
So I'm like, okay, all right. So he's just like, wear your most Western clothing that you have, which was, you know, already a chore because I don't have that. But I'm like, okay.
Let me get my spurs.
My bandana.
So I'm like, yeah, I thought it was going to be line dancing.
Uh-huh.
So he shows up and he is dressed as Woody from the Toy Story.
Are you committed?
Yes. He takes me to a swingers party.
No.
Oh, my God.
Everybody is dressed as cowboys, and they're lassoing people that are dressed as cows.
Shut up.
So I'm like, this is interesting. You know, I wanted to see what was going to happen, but when I saw a guy get hogtied in the kitchen, it was time for me to go.
Wait, Audrey, you were at that party, too? Girl, you missed out. You should have stayed.
Oh, my. Jeffrey
was the one tied up.
Yeah, it was fun. All right. Well, the final bell means the match is over. Let's go to our judges and get the final scorecards. Alexis, who's your choice?
Oh, I'm going to go Audrey for the Woody costume at the swingers party. Not every day that happens.
One vote for Audrey.
God, I'm
Brooke.
So torn. I have to go with Audrey for the silent game. It's so mean.
Yeah.
That means congratulations, Broccoli Audrey.
Yay!
You are the supreme queen of misery. You have one of the cringiest dating lives in modern history.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, my life sucks.
Text into 78592 if you have a crazy dating story. Maybe you could be a contestant on the next edition of Battle of the Tinder Dates. Your phone tap's coming up right after.